Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dean Richards is here with entertainment news, and I know this is virus-free Friday here, and we're staying away from talking about it, except for our newscast. Yeah, but this is news when Ravinia closes down for the season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty big news story. We've been wondering about what was going to happen with all the summer festivals, and we still don't know about Lollapalooza, Taste of Chicago, many of the outdoor festivals. But we did get word yesterday about just one of the gems in Chicago, Ravinia Festival up in Highland Park, that has canceled its entire 2020 season. Wells Kaufman is the president and CEO of Ravinia, and he's on the line with us right now. Wells, this just had to be a gut-wrenching decision for you to make.
Good morning, both of you. Yes, gut-wrenching is exactly the way to describe it. Heartbreaking as well. This is just such an incredibly special place, which everybody in the Chicagoland area knows, and I've been fortunate to be working in Ravinia for 20 years now. This is going to be a very special season, like they always are, for a lot of different reasons, lots of special celebrations. Christoph Eschenbach's 80th, Perelman 75th, it's the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, all sorts of programs around women and women in music. But at the end of the day, after a lot of deliberation and checking with as many sources and reference information folks, from the medical to the governmental to the political, that we could possibly connect with, including my fellow colleagues who run festivals around the country and around the world, this just felt that for health and safety reasons, and that really is the reason, this was the right decision to make. It is heartbreaking, especially on a beautiful day like this, when you think about what was about to come. Everybody enjoying themselves on the lawn, you know, that whole feel of party and celebration, people coming together, and a lot of wonderful acts as well. So yes, heartbreaking and gut-wrenching, no question.
First time you had to do this, first time Ravinia has had to cancel since the Depression in 1935, is that right?
31, 2, 3, 4, 5, we were shut down for the Depression, exactly. Obviously, a totally economic situation, and you know, both that people didn't have money to spend on things, but also the ability to raise the money to make the festival happen dematerialized like so many other things. This has so many other implications, and the health and safety piece, you know, just to get one's head around how could social distancing work in a concert venue. I mean, it's kind of the lawn at Ravinia is kind of the antithesis of that, as is how an orchestra sets up on stage. The great, mighty CSO, you know, in residence at Ravinia since 1905. How do you set up the world's best orchestral ensemble with everybody sitting 6 feet apart from each other? It doesn't work musically. Yes, it would look strange. Looks we're not so much concerned about. But when you're playing in an orchestra, whether you're a flutist or a violinist, whether you're a conductor or in the back of the percussion section, that eyeball piece, that connectivity, that unspoken communication that goes on to make a great performance happen would be completely eliminated.
Yeah, you know, some people have been saying if any venue would work for social distancing, it would be Ravinia, because it's so sprawling. You know, the lawn area is so massive, except, you know, you can't sit on your blanket with other people. As, you know, Wells said to me on TV this morning, how do you put a chip in some dip if you can't, you know, be near anything?
Yeah. It's a goofy example, but it's actually very real to what that lawn experience is like. And especially think of all the little kids that come to Ravinia whose first musical experience is at Ravinia, because it's always been a family-friendly place. You know, back, if you look at program books back to 1904, 5, 6, even during World War I, there were always kids' programs, and people love bringing their kids for a first classical music experience. You know, what better way than the fantastic Chicago Symphony Orchestra? So all of that just raises fears that are very difficult to combat, because of course, this whole pandemic has been dropped on us. It came out of literally nowhere. It was the end of February when I started getting nervous about it. I was in the Frankfurt Airport in Germany. I'd flown through there 2 days before. Everything was fine. Flew back through there to come back to Chicago. Everybody had a mask on. Everybody. And it completely, I thought I was in a science fiction movie. It was the scariest thing. And I asked a flight attendant, and he said, yeah, this morning, Lufthansa told us we all had to wear masks. I'd heard about the virus. What we started hearing about it, right, New Year's, Christmas time, right, and in China. And but that was the wake-up call for me to start being in touch with artists and with their agents to say, no one knows what's coming. Let's just get ready for what might happen.
Yeah. And of course, everybody knows the Ravinia season goes through the whole summer. But because of all right. the arrangements you have to make ahead of time, and this goes for the Lollapalooza folks and anybody
sure.
putting on these shows, you can't just wait and then if things look better by mid-July, then have some shows. You
yeah,
gotta
right.
make, and that's understandably.
Yeah, let's put on a festival
now.
Next week.
Yeah, right.
It's actually
work,
analogous
doesn't work that
to,
way.
You know, all the great theater companies in Chicago, right? So we go to a play, it's a wonderful performance, but what we don't necessarily take into account is the weeks of rehearsals, the creation of costumes, the creation of sets and lighting, and all of that that goes into making a great production at Writers Theater or Steppenwolf or Goodman or Shakespeare or whatever it might be. You can't plan for that if at any moment, governmentally and correctly, for health and safety reasons, things get shut down. It just doesn't work. So the real answer here is vaccine and therapies, right? And, you know, we keep getting news that maybe that's moving along faster than anybody really thought it would, and that's fantastic news,
yep.
of course.
Let's hope.
For the whole world, not just for concerts. I mean, concerts are not silly, but, you know, people's lives and all the deaths and everything that's been going on. It's a terrifying time. And then even if we were able to make it happen, would people want to come and sit in a large gathering when
not right
everybody
away.
Is saying no?
Not right
no.
away, I think.
Not at Wrigley Field, not at Ravinia. I mean, it's just not realistic.
It will. We'll feel better.
It'll come back.
Feel better soon. Wells Kaufman was supposed to sort of bow out after this season at Ravinia. This will be a memorable swan song for you, Wells.
Well, you know, the end of my first season, I don't know if I've shared this with you, my last day of my first season was September 10th, 2001.
Oh, my gosh.
The next day, the whole world changed. So I guess I'm the black swan of arts administrators, but which is not a particularly appealing thing. But we're going to get through this. We got through that. They're not the same thing. But I think sometimes people sugarcoat how painful and difficult 9/11 was. That was a really, really painful and difficult time. Ravinia got through it. The world got through it. The country got through it. And we will do the same with this. Hey, Bob, I just have to say one thing, because your wife is a huge fan and friend of Gloria Estefan, and we got really close to having Gloria come this summer. I'm not glad it didn't happen, but let's hope for 21, because my next month, as I do my transition leaving Ravinia, is going to be trying to put the very best 2021 season together, and we'll hope Gloria is going to be a part of that. I rarely go on record saying that kind of thing, but she wants a tour, and I know your wife is a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. We've been trying for years. So maybe
we look forward to that, and you know what? They went to high school together. They talk all the time. Excuse me, I'll put in a good word.
Please do. That'd be great.
I'm going to try to.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to try to arrange to have Tony Bennett come to my house and perform this year.
Hey, did you see all that stuff from San Francisco where
yes.
everybody gets out of the streets and sings the
that
song?
That was terrific.
Yeah, he's been
beautiful.
On a couple of those benefits performing.
So Tony.
His age, he's helping out.
All right,
absolutely
Wells. Well, right. Listen, thanks for talking
thanks,
with us
gentlemen.
This morning. All the
always
best to you.
Good to be with you even on a sad occasion.
Yeah, stay in touch, will you?
Thanks, Wells.
And Dean, hang on. I want to get some weekend video pics from you.
Get nightly updates on COVID-19's impact in Chicago and nationwide. Weeknights at 10:30 on WGN-TV, and then all the day's sports news at a new time. GN Sports, 10:45 weeknights.
8:23, we'll be out and about for sure with the nice weather this weekend, but eventually we have to come back into the house, and we want to know what's on TV. Dean, got any good suggestions for us?
I do. Even though the weather's going to be nice, I prefer staying inside the house because I haven't really spent very much time there lately.
Oh, yeah.
So this weekend, there is a new series from Ryan Murphy that is premiering. It actually dropped today on Netflix. He's given us American Horror Story and that Bette Davis, Joan Crawford little mini-series that was out. It was last year, I think, in Pose and Glee and so many others. This one's called Hollywood, and it's it focuses around a group of characters post-World War II trying to get into the movie business at a fictitious Hollywood studio seeking fame and fortune with all the glamour and all the highs and all the lows of Tinseltown. But what a star-studded cast this features. Darren Criss is the lead character in it. Laura Harrier, Jim Parsons, Rob Reiner, Mira Sorvino, Patti LuPone, Holland Taylor from Two and a Half Men, and Jeremy Pope are the principal characters in this. I haven't seen any of the episodes of it yet, but I've seen clips and bits and pieces. It looks beautiful. It's really just got a really great sort of late 1940s, early 1950s Hollywood sleek look. It looks very provocative. It's getting great reviews from people who have seen it. So it's called Hollywood, and it's on Netflix. And there's another movie. It seems like there's been a lot of coming-of-age movies lately, and another on Netflix that's called The Half of It that is from writer-director Alice Wu. About it's a teenage coming-of-age story that's sort of based on Cyrano de Bergerac. So it's got a classic feel to it. It is beautifully written, elegantly written and acted. Ellie Chu is the young actress that stars in this. I gave it a Dean's List B+. Again, that one's on Netflix. There is The Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. I don't know if you remember this from the late 70s. The Peanuts gang goes to a summer camp. There's a bunch of bullies that they have to deal with. That is on Amazon Prime this month. On Disney Plus, there is a new series that is debuting this weekend called Prop Culture that sounds really interesting, in which a Hollywood memorabilia collector takes you into the Disney archives and kind of shows and tells some of the actual costumes, some of the actual artifacts that are from some of the most famous movies of all time. There is the movie John Carter that starred Taylor Kitsch and Samantha Morton that is also debuting today on Disney Plus. I don't know. Were you a fan of Reno 911 when that was on Comedy Central?
You know, I saw a couple of them, and it looked pretty funny.
It's hilarious. I am embarrassed to say how much I like this show because it's silly. It's sophomoric. It's at times extremely R-rated, and I imagine now it's going to be even more R-rated because it's going to be streaming on this new Quibi platform starting on Monday. They're bringing back the cast of Reno 911. Thomas Lennon, originally from Oak Park, and most of the original cast are all back, and they're all back in uniform again. This new Quibi format is all shows that are 20 minutes or less. 10 minutes or less, so that's all very short form, but I'm looking forward to that. Thomas Lennon's going to be on my Sunday show this coming weekend. Old pal, we're going to be talking with him about it. If you are a fan of country music, Kenny Chesney is going to be debuting his brand new album on Facebook Live tonight. And even though we do not know the fate of Lollapalooza yet, although I think we have a kind of an idea where that may be headed, given what's happened at Ravinia, Lollapalooza people are offering up something called Lolla from the Vault, memorable performances from past Lollapaloozas. And this weekend, they are streaming the Strokes concert from Lollapalooza 2010. So you can see that on YouTube. That's the best way to see that. Also, because this is kind of the Cinco de Mayo weekend, on Sunday, we're going to be talking about some Mexican recipes and things like that. But also, I just wanted to offer as a suggestion for Cinco de Mayo viewing, there really is no lovelier celebration of Mexican culture than this Disney movie Coco that came out. I guess it's been 5 or 6 years now. It's about a young boy who loves music, but his family doesn't allow music because of a tragedy that happened in their family. It's a beautiful story about tradition. It's colorful and sweet and warm and wonderful, and it's on Disney Plus. It's on Amazon Prime, YouTube, and Google Play. That one will make you feel great this weekend. Coco is the name of that one.
What was that Disney show with the artifacts from Disney movies? Is that on Disney Plus?
Yeah, that's on Disney Plus.
I gotta figure out how to get that this weekend.
It's not that hard. Bob, you're starting to be like my dad who couldn't figure out how to work the VCR.
No, I'm not that bad.
It's called Prop Culture, and it's on Disney Plus. Super easy to hook up to the Disney Plus. You do have to pay for Disney Plus.
Right.
That's the only thing with that one. But they do have a lot of good shows. And, you know, all the Disney library, virtually is going to wind up there. All the Star Wars movies are going to be on there starting on Monday. So, there's a lot going on with the old Disney company.
Yeah,
they have a lot of potential.
You think so? The documentary, somebody told me about spotlighting the Disney Imagineers is why I originally wanted to get Disney Plus. So that'll be my weekend. I'll be in the house trying to figure that out.
All that
Apple Plus and Disney Plus.
Yeah. That sunshine and nice weather is so overrated.
Talk to you Monday. Oh, Sunday on the radio. What time, Dean?
9 to 1.
All right. Thanks and have a good one.
You too. Bye.